Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Wednesday, March 18th, year 2015. Well, we passed the midway point already. In a month of March. Well, today weather-wise, it was wonderful. Temperatures again high in the high 50s, 60 degrees, low 60s, and I'm telling you, we enjoyed this weather. Well, the cold front has moved back in on tonight, and I understand we're supposed to have a lot of snow, a lot of rain on Friday, but everything should be cleared by the weekend, and so that's good. Good news. Well, we had a wonderful time on last night. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, when you contact me to let me know that you're enjoying the show, it really blesses my soul real good. Thank you so much. And we're going to keep doing what we are doing. All right. Well, are you ready to get this program started? Okay, let's do it. You know how we do it. Go on your social networks, cell phones. Let everybody know that your favorite Late Night Inspiration program is on the air live right now, the Power Hour with yours truly, Harold Sutton, bringing the best in inspirational music. Well, let's get it going now. Who's going to kick us off tonight? I think, I'm going to allow this beautiful young lady to kick us off. She's such a wonderful worship leader, such an inspiring writer, psalmist, and I'm talking about DMB's own, the sweetheart, we call her Morad Brown Clark. Come on, Morad, let everybody know how awesome God is. And look, we're just gonna go in. Because I'm telling you, I'm feeling good. I'm just leaving my midweek service. I know how I feel about that. Tabak Ministries, and we have, you know, always have a wonderful time there. And I'm just feasting off of just the energy that was in the house on tonight. So come on, that's my mindset right now. Morad Brown Clark, you're listening to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Anybody know that he's an awesome God? Something.
You are so great and mighty.
You're my heart's desire.
Are my heart's desire.
You're my strength and power.
Are my strength and power.
Something. You are an awesome God.
Awesome.
You are my Redeemer.
You are my Redeemer.
Oh, and yes, you're a loving
Savior.
You're the one I worship. Yes, God, you are an awesome God. Come on, get that in your spirit. Song says you are so great and mighty. And you're my heart's desire. You are my strength and power. Oh, you are an awesome God. You are my Redeemer. You're the only one I worship. Come on, say you are an awesome God. You're great and mighty. My heart, yeah. You are my strength and power. You are an awesome God. You're my Redeemer.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word to you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you later regret, wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it, your destiny is too important to give up for anything.
How you did love in time before. you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Get over, I just can't see. But I remember how you delivered in times before. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, yeah, my mind says.
Our golden nugget segment for the day is all about enhancing your willpower. Enhancing your willpower. In other words, I'm saying control yourself. Well, we all say it, you know, mostly to ourselves, control yourself. We say it when we indulge in behaviors that cause short-term gain for long-term pain. You know what I mean? And guilt, yes, we do. I cite many of the usual suspects. How about eating the wrong things? I mean, we're challenging in areas, right? The willpower, we know, like for myself, okay, I love chicken, okay? But I know that fried food is not good for me. But where's the willpower when I'm tempted, right? And then there are times for folks are lazy, okay, not motivated. Okay, don't have the will to get up and do what they need to do. Staying up too late, drinking too much. Okay, you have to, both those who are addicted and just can't stop drinking. You know, not having the willpower. And of course, there's others. Now, why do we do such things? After all, aren't we entirely in control of ourselves all the time? The answer is no. We are not. Each of us only has so much of it. Now, when you have to control yourself, there is less willpower available to you for other parts of your life, okay? This fact is a good one to know because people who lose their willpower often do things that they would rather not. They become aggressive. In other words, some, you know, are cocky and reckless. You get that I don't care attitude. Some sexually impulsive. And others, they give up too early on difficult challenges. Now, this has nothing to do with being physically tired. I want you to know, it doesn't have anything to do with you being physically tired, but it is a mental thing. Okay? Yes, it's a mental thing. Your self-control is at low ebb. In other words, flowing backward or away, declining or decaying when you are mentally exhausted. Yes, when you are mentally exhausted, you don't have the willpower to do anything. When you're mentally exhausted, you're like, okay, just whatever. You know what I mean? And now that you know that self-control is a limited resource, and that depleting it means less for later, you can do something, some anticipating planning, okay? Anticipating. You say, well, Harold, what do you mean by that? Well, how about exercising your willpower muscle to get more of it? Okay, interesting. Now, how do we do this? I'm glad you asked. Okay, let's do a couple of exercises. Okay, how about when you get a chance, let's watch a funny movie. And don't laugh. Now, no, watch it, but, okay, here's the challenge. And get a real funny movie, right? And the challenge is don't laugh or smile. Absolutely no verbal or facial response at all. And then you watch a sad movie. Don't cry or no facial response at all. And thirdly, hey, go to the store and purchase your favorite snack. And here's the challenge. Don't eat it. You can't eat it. Nah, just look at it. I wonder how many of us can handle that. Okay, we're talking about building. Okay, we building. Okay, that resistance. We building up that resistance. Okay, get the snack and don't eat it. Now that we've accomplished that in the natural, let's deal with the spiritual aspect of growing the willpower muscle to resist the enemy and all of the temptations. Now, I'm not going to tell you to test yourself with that you are being tempted up because that's just asking for a whole lot of trouble, right? Putting you in harm's way, right? Okay. Then don't sit up there and say, okay, well, look, well, okay, I'm going to challenge myself. Then you know the sister, you know, you do those late night calls and go visit the sister, and you know what's up with that, right? And you sit up there and say, well, I can resist, and all of a sudden, you know, she answered that door and she's in something very comfortable and sexy and all that kind of stuff. Then you know you messed up, right? So don't put yourself in harm's way like that. No, we ain't going to do that. But to grow your willpower muscle spiritually, you need to equip yourself first, okay? And because we fight not against flesh and blood, the warfare is in the spirit realm. So first, let's arm ourselves. Now, how do we do this? Okay, we arm ourselves first through fasting. Now, let me share. This is a misconception, a fallacy that has really... a lot of Christian folks they think that they gain power through fasting, and that's not true. Okay, now I know some of you are going to get upset with me, but fasting doesn't have anything to do with your spiritual powers. What fasting does, it disciplines the body. Is discipline. It discipline you. When you fast, what you're saying is that, look, I'm bringing this body under subjection, okay, under my authority, and it will do as I command. Fasting has absolutely nothing to do with anything else but that. You don't gain power by fasting, okay? And that's going to be something we talk about later. And, you know, yeah, hit me up. Yeah, we'll talk about it, and I'll show you how you get that power, okay? But it starts with discipline, okay, by bringing that flesh under subjection, and that's what fasting does. Then the second thing is through prayer. Now, prayer keeps you connected to the power source that will enable you to activate the arsenals of weaponry that will tear down strongholds. Now we're getting into the power source, right? through prayer. And the third thing is reading and application of God's word. The word is the sword that is so powerful none can withstand its assault. Okay, so that's the key right there. All right, so that's how, these are the components. With these components in full motion, you can withstand any temptation. You want to grow your willpower spiritually, you follow those three instructions that I just gave you, right? By fasting and through prayer and reading and the application of God's word, grow your willpower and enjoy life in abundance. A golden nugget just for you.
Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom tonight. We have already invited His Spirit. Lord, what we ask is that You would move in this place today.
Mm-hmm.
you.
Sacrifice.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
When I just don't understand. until I am secure again. I want to rest in you. Now I'm standing on the word you promised me. Help me to remember that you have set me free. Give me the patience.
Thank you.
tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever.
Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.